it's something I've been waiting for a long time, and longer than I'd hoped. But it was amazing for it to finally come round in such a, you know, good manner as well.
I could see what it meant to all your teammates as well. It was some celebration. There are certain celebrations for goals, but a lot of them mobbed you. I just wondered at some point, have you been hurt because you were down that long?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them were just over the moon for me, and you know, I was buzzing for that, and everyone's been waiting for us to get that goal, and you know, to finally get it was amazing, and didn't give me a chance to celebrate, but maybe on the next one.
I believe it's happened in training quite a bit. Terry McPhillips has been saying that you're a goal-scoring fullback, and you can say that now, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, he's been saying it in training the last few months. I've been knocking them in training, and obviously for us to finally get one in the game has been a massive moment for me, and you know, I'm happy for that to finally come around.
You've not always been a fullback, have you? You've played further forward over the years.
Yeah, I mean, like most kids say, I started playing up front with my pace, and I was a prolific goal scorer when I was younger. Obviously, played on the wing as well, so it's not unknown for me to be in the penalty box. But chances don't come around very often when you're playing right back, and no, I was just happy to get in that place at the right time.
It turned out to be such an important goal, didn't it, Wednesday? It turned out to be the winning goal and such an important victory for you that second half, as soon as they scored one, we knew you'd have a lot of work to do. And I thought there's a back four and a goalkeeper as a unit, you were excellent, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, all credit to us because, you know, obviously Daniil's come up on the day on the train and, you know, Tommy Spurs come in into the back four. And, you know, it's hard when people have dropped out and come in to keep that togetherness, but I thought we were fantastic, and especially in that second half to defend so well. I mean, it was a fantastic performance from the lads.
Particularly in the league, if we just put this weekend's game to one side, you have to build on that now, don't you? You have to look at that as a springboard to say, whatever happens, however many points we get between now and the end of the season, we can go on a run now.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, with the draw against Bournemouth as well, and obviously the win midweek, it's, you know, give us something really good to like you say, bound off and keep us going on that run, and that's what we're going to need if you know, we want to get to where we want to be, and it's possible. You know, we've shown it in the last couple of games. If we can perform like that week in, week out, and keep our standards high, then we can achieve that.
What's the season been like for you? I know that in seasons gone by, you have had an injury that's kept you out and frustrated you. This year, you've been, touch wood, fit virtually all season, haven't you? Is that more frustrating for you in some ways when you haven't played perhaps as much as you'd have liked?
Yes and no. I'm happy that I've stayed fit through the season. Like you say, with the injuries I've had in the past, it's been hard for me. But I've been happy this season just to stay fit, to train every week, improve on my game. And yeah, I've been a bit unlucky not to be involved in the team as much as I'd like, but it's obviously for a reason. And being fit has, you know, enabled me to work on my game, like I said, and you know, I think every cloud is a silver lining, and you know, coming back into the team recently, you know, I felt you know, a lot better and full of confidence, and you know, you never know, could have done us some good to been away from it for a bit, but it's always good to have the competition around you as well, with Baps and lads who've played in there as well, just to keep driving you on. And it's been an interesting year, but you know, there's still lots to learn from it.